Basketball Highlights 1972, the end of the Minnesota-Ohio State game, January 25th. The game ended with a brawl. Shortly after this cut, Athletic Director Paul Giel officially ended the game. Ohio State 50, Minnesota 44.
Nix passes ahead to Brewer. Takes it into the front court, but time is running out. Brewer just passing it around. Now a long one by Nix is up and in. Nix pops it in. He has 11 points. Warm over the man with the ball, but he puts it behind the back pass and a good one out to Horniak, who hustles into the front court, goes all the way in, passes off, and Whitty is fouled as he's really knocked down. Oh, now Taylor gave Whitty a chop in the groin, and there is a free-for-all breaking out on the court as the Buckeyes broke out. Taylor started it, and the Gophers are picking up, and it's a mess out there. Fred Taylor comes out and grabs Behagen as they roughed up Whitty, and I think the Gophers were the rougher of the two teams. Taylor started it, and I hate to see it. It's a real melee, and I hope they call the game right now and give it to Ohio State, because it's a mess on that court. I hate to see this. It's the worst I have seen in the many years I've done Gopher basketball. It started when Taylor pretended to help Whitty off the floor and then gave him a chop to the groin. Gave it to him with the right fist. It was dirty, no question about it. And now there are a couple more ready to square off. And the policemen are warning Turner. From there on in, it was a free fall, and it wasn't very nice to see on the part of anybody involved, but it did start by the Gophers. When Taylor, who had fouled Whitty, knocked him down, reached out a hand to help him up, and then hit him in the midsection with a, you know, open palm type of karate chop. I'm reporting it as I saw it. Second foul on Taylor. I don't know if they'll continue the game or not. I see no point to it. Ohio State has earned the victory, and I think they should give it to them with 36 seconds to play.